Hey, good evening. Welcome to the Night Shift Podcast. That's right, Night Shift Podcast by your boy, A. Carter, and also my man, Mr. P. Dot Moss. Right, that's right, P. Dot Moss. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the support. Thank y'all for the words of encouragement. My weekend was pretty cool. You know, I spent time with the family, spent time with the kids, just watching their different intervals of growing up. You know what I mean? I'm talking about from the youngest to the oldest. And that's a whole different epidemic right there. And I'm teaching my daughter how to drive. So in a minute, she's about to get ready to get her permit. So me and her just been spending time and prepping and preparing and getting ready for that, right? My baby, she's growing up, you know what I'm saying? And time just flies at the end of the day, you know what I mean? So that's been cool. Other than that, I've been just working heavy. You know what I mean? I just had to get my mind right. Sometimes you gotta have time for self and get your thoughts recollected. You know, sometimes, you know, you gotta find time. You gotta find peace within the inner you, not just the whole outer. And that be the thing too. You know, people be worried about outer appearances, how they look, you know, how they feel and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, I get it, you know what I mean? Because you see a lot of that going on social media, right? You see a lot of that the appearance, you know what I mean? The drip, you know, the flash, you know, everything that comes with the glorifying scene, but it don't mean nothing if you don't cleanse from within. And what I mean by that is just, you know, having self time to really meditate, you know what I mean? You gotta motivate and educate. And what I mean by that is just really understanding who you are and what you're trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish. And nowadays, everybody doing it because it's more like this. Everybody doing it because of what they seeing. So they try to keep up with the Joneses. They try to keep up with the movement. They try to keep up with the this, that, and the third. You know. So it's like a recycle. It's like a repeating process. But it's okay to be different. It's okay to do different things. It's okay to be you. You know, at the end of the day, be you, do you, by any means. Because if you don't take time to find yourself and to really do what you want to do and who you really trying to become or what you really trying to become, you're not happy with self. You're not doing it for self. You're doing it for everyone else, and you're not doing it for self. So, you know what I mean? That's not gonna fly. So you can't apply. That's not gonna fly. You know what I mean? That's not gonna stick. That ain't gonna, you'll burn out doing that after a while. You feel what I'm saying? So it's okay just to take a step back from everyone, everybody. You know, like my brother always say, take a break from the world. You know, sometimes you need that. You know what I mean? You need that time, that long time, that just you time. You know what I mean? To get your mind right. To get things back going. You know what I mean? To reinvent. And sometimes to vent. Because when you going and going and going, it's like, bam. You trying to hit them with content left. You trying to hit them with content right. You try to just do too much just to keep up. But at the same time, you ain't keeping up with yourself. You ain't showing yourself love. You know what I mean? And self-love is the best love. Let me say that again. Self-love is the best love. So you have to really start forming an equal balance in the mind, in the body, and in the soul. You know, take the time to utilize what's around you. Take the time to do some research and see what best fits in that plug, and see what best fits that piece to your puzzle. I mean, I do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta cut back. You know what I mean? You gotta cut back just so you can draw up the middle. You know, and that's just, you know, that's just how I look at it. So you gotta cut back to see what's going on, so you know which direction you gotta go. Yeah. So let's get into the next segment, man. And me and my guy Paul, you know what I mean, we talked about this, and we talked about this on the TV show. And this is the this is what I was talking about last week, but I'm gonna bring it more to this week too. The scammers and the cash appers, you know what I mean? You got grown people that's always expecting the cash app, you know what I mean? Can you cash app me this? Can you cash app me that? And it be to the point, like, I know y'all be seeing it, right? They be hitting you with the cash app. You getting a request out of nowhere. Like, I'm like, man, I ain't talked to you in like forever and a day. And you want to hit me with a cash app request. Don't want to see how our brother doing or nothing. Don't want to see how the family doing or nothing. Just the automatic request. Like, I'm just supposed to be like, there you go. You know what I mean? And a lot of people do that too. You feel what I'm saying? Nah, you don't do that. You know, you got to stop that at the front door. You know what I mean? You ain't been caring about my well-being. You know what I mean? You ain't been caring about how I've been doing and stuff like that, but you want me to send you some money? Now we got to do some reevaluation. And then for the women that's out here that's depending on the man just to cash out them left and right. This is a new time, day and age. You know what I mean? And with me, you know what I mean, and my boy Paul, it don't work like that. You know what I mean? Certain parts of the world, you still got women that do get up, you know what I mean, go to work and earn. And for the fellas, do I say the fellas don't do it? Yeah, they got their moments and they do it too. But at the same time, it's more prone when a woman doing it, and it be the younger women, you know what I mean? You know, they flash ass, and at the end of the day, they expect cash. But when you give them cash and you want something in return, they all want to give up that ass. And you know what I mean? You can't expect to you know, get something if you ain't giving it. Let me say that again. You can't expect to get something and you ain't giving it. And then when you do give it, you know what I mean, they find out. They find more than one ways not to give it. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah. And then sometimes, like I say too, it all be just part of a scam. So, you got to be careful with that. Yeah. This was going to bring me into my next segment, my next topic that I want to talk about. Bitcoin scammers. You got to watch out for those Bitcoin scammers, right? They hit you your inbox. They keep trying to pressure you into it. They keep saying that this going to turn into that. And, you know, not knowing that. You making it harder for other people. Because one, people are going to be leery about accepting you on Facebook or accepting you on Instagram or whatever, right? And then sometimes y'all profile pictures, man, sometimes it don't add up. It'd be like cartoonist, or it'd be like italic. You gotta watch out for the italic initials, the tint, the lettering is what I want to say. So you gotta kind of watch out for that too. You know what I mean? And, cause I know I get them all the time. My man's Paul get them all the time, and we just be sitting there like, really? You know what I'm saying? Like, so watch out for that. And I'm just giving y'all the wares and what to look for and what not to accept. You know, you deserve better. You know, you better than that. Please be careful what you invest your money into. You know what I mean? I understand in life we go through things, and sometimes you gotta live it. You gotta experience it just to live it. You feel what I'm saying? Because you can never tell anybody how to go about things unless you experienced it before. You feel what I'm saying? You've been through it yourself. You know, and that be the thing that irked me with that on that topic. Like, how in the hell you gonna tell me what I should do and what you should suggest, and you not even doing it? You feel what I'm saying? Like, you got your nose and everybody else Kool-Aid and everybody else pot, sticking your fingers in the cook pot, and you ain't even supposed to be touching it, and you don't even know what you be talking about. Like, it sound good, but at the end of the day, what are your results? You know. So on that note too, be careful what you tell people. Really utilize that. Be careful what you tell people, because they got their way of trying to shoot you down in some sort. Or, I'm just trying to help you, this, that, and the third. Yeah, but everybody ain't out here to help. They here to hurt and they hate. You feel what I'm saying? So you gotta really watch what you intercept in your body, in your mind, and your spirit. Like I said before, be careful for that. You know, and hang with people that's good for you. Hang with people that's doing better than you. Why? Because it's going to push you to want to do better for self. You feel what I'm saying? You can't hang with people that don't bring you no value. It just it just don't work, you know? It's like hanging with a person all this time. You got hustle in you, right? You got a mind. You got a positive mindset. You got a hustle. You know what I mean? You are hard driven. You goal oriented. You driven. But this person not. So how can a negative, it's like jumping a car. How can a negative battery give you voltage to jump your battery, to jump start you? It's never gonna work like that. It's gonna be a dead situation. Hell, you won't even get a fucking spark from it. You know what I'm saying? So on that note, you just got to be cool with what you do or how you do things. You know what I mean? And let me get to my next segment, man. You know, I'm going through, and I've been hearing a lot. I've been seeing a lot. And it's with these young bulls out here. You know what I mean? It's with these young bulls. It's with the youth. And I'm not just talking to my city. You know, it's all over the place. You know what I mean? Rest in peace to the young ones that lost their life out here to these streets, or for senseless murders and for senseless bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? Enough is enough. This shit gotta stop. You know what I mean? What are your big homies out here doing? What are the OGs doing? What's going on out here in these communities and the neighborhood? Because somewhere down the line, the message then got derailed. You know what I mean? And what I mean by derailed is it's off track. So these young ones out here just going nuts and turning a community into a community war zone. And that ain't cool, because now you got innocent bystanders getting shot, getting killed. You feel what I'm saying? You got little boys and little girls out here getting killed over some nonsense, over some bullshit. You know what I mean? And we supposed to be leading them the right way. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure that don't no parent No parent want to be burying a child. The child's supposed to be burying the parent. Now it's the parents burying the child. Got to see their child, you know, preparing funeral arrangements. And I know that shit hurts your soul and it get your mind and it got you going crazy because that's your baby. You feel what I'm saying? And I only can say so much about that situation. My condolences goes out to the families. You know, I'm not going to say too much about who, what, when, why, but it goes to all the families, to all the community leaders, to everybody that was involved in these kids and these teens' life that did something positive. And you know what I'm saying? And it hurts me too. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's what we're seeing nowadays. We're seeing more of these youngsters getting wild, going buck wild. And then on top of that, the result is what? It's death. That's what it be. The result be death. So I ask that us as a community, you know, come together as a unity and figure this shit out. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, enough is enough. It's not cool, you know what I mean? You gotta make smarter moves. You gotta make smarter decisions, you know what I mean? Different messages. A lot of things gotta be reinvented again in our neighborhoods. And that's just all over the U.S. It has to. Because I be seeing it from the East Coast to the West Coast, up North and down South. I see that a lot. And it bothers me as a parent. It bothers me as a football coach. It bothers me as a role model. That I see this all the time and it tears me up inside, you know what I'm saying? So my heart and my condolences goes out to all those families around the globe. It really does. I sincerely mean that. And if there's anything that, you know, I could do to help or be some type of words of encouragement, whatever, just reach out to me on the Night Shift Podcast group. On Facebook, you know, you can reach me at ACARTERDA1 on my Instagram and ACARTERDA1 on my Twitter. And also you can hit my boy Paul up too, Paul the Chosen One Moss on his IG. And you can also look up Paul Moss from DC, also known as Paul TV, on his page as well too, because this is stuff that we talk about all the time on the platform, you know. To the accountability is one. We gotta start with accountability, right? And we gotta teach the youth that. And that's straight up. Two, you know, getting more involved into the community and really just talking to these youngsters that they got a whole life ahead of them and they don't need to be out here trying to act on things that they hear in this music. And speaking of music, for my artists out there that's rapping, okay, you doing your thing, you feel like you hear honcho, you got the mantra of a artist, you rapping, but if you gonna rap, please have some please talk about something with substance, you know what I mean? And for the older guys that's coaching these younger guys in the rap game, you know what I mean, just give them the game, give them the game with substance from what you know, and let them know, like, this is how you should piece up your lyric. Like, your wordplay is cool, but, you know, we pushing to change the narrative, because somewhere down the line has got to stop, and these youngsters is only listening to what they hear. You feel what I'm saying? Because there's no guidance out here in these streets no more. That's gone. There's no order. There's no guidance. There's no direction. And at the end of the day, let's just be real. Apparently ain't no discipline no more neither. Ain't no discipline no more neither with that. You feel what I'm saying? So let's change that. You know, let's stop the violence. You know what I mean? Increase the peace. You know, end the beef. And that too shall cease. You know what I'm saying? Let's do that. For real. But I always give shout outs. Like I say, I give shout outs to my community here in Sacramento. Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence by my guy Bobo Walton. Also my guy Timothy Poole, also known as DJ One Gone. You feel what I'm saying? Also known as Mr. Tim. And back to my guy Bobo Walton, also known as Mr. Bobo or Uncle Bobo. So you can always reach out to those guys on their Facebook pages. They will talk to you. They will walk you through things. You feel what I'm saying? Because these two guys been through a lot in life. And I look at them as big brothers and big uncles and fathers, man. They know what they be talking about because they done seen some things and they've been through things in their life, and they just try to bring the love back into the community. You feel what I'm saying? So if you guys have any kids in the Sacramento area that needs the role model, that needs to get into the program, that needs to redirect their life in a whole different light, please reach out to Bobo Walton or also Timothy Poole. So Bobo is B-O-B-O, last name Walton, W-A-L-T-O-N. That's his Facebook page. Also, hit up Timothy Poole. These guys here are wonderful for the community, you know what I mean, in the Sacramento area. So they're well connected, you know what I mean. And also hit up the Suggs as well. They pretty good too, you know what I mean? They do drives, back to school drives. They give out food and essentials and hygienes in the community as well. You feel what I'm saying? So tap in with them. They'll get you right. Also hit up Cease the Moment, his Facebook page. And I'll have all that information on my page as well. And I also got more community leaders like my guy Bam. You feel what I'm saying? He's an excellent community leader in the Sacramento area as well. I give all of them their flowers while they're still here. You feel what I'm saying? Because next day you're here, then the next day you're gone. So I'm giving my flowers right now. Like, real talk, I love what he does for the young men in the community, you know what I mean? Whether it's football, basketball, or just being that real big OG or the real big homie in the neighborhood that's leading them in a positive direction. And I know he's been doing it for years now, man. So with him doing it, my guy, Marboy and his Money Crazy clothing line and his entity and what he got going on, they give back to the community as well too. So you know what I mean, check them out as well. I always give them shout outs because you know they've been through things too in life, you know what I mean, and they done turned their lives around, became football coaches and role models at the Sacramento community, man. So tap in with them as well, Black Nino on Facebook, and also Marboy Mills, which is M-A-R-B-O-Y Mills, M-I-L-L-S. So you check them out as well, and that's the Sacramento area, you know what I mean, because it's needed, and they down to do whatever positive to make things right, to make things better, you know what I mean, and to do what they can on their part. And also you can always tune in here to the Night Shift Podcast. That's right, the Night Shift Podcast, you know. Always get this word of wisdom. Always get this game of gold. You know what I mean? And I'm always tell you things that's gonna come back, that's gonna come back real. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah, that pretty much brings it home, with everything and what I had on my chest and a lot of things within this segment, within these minutes that I had to talk about. I appreciate y'all tuning in, showing love. Like I say, as always, love yourself first, educate your mind, feed your brain, you know what I mean, take care of your body, and love yourself and your soul. Real talk, really just taking heed of the things you've been through and where you're trying to get to and where you going and what you going to do, what you trying to do, what you trying to accomplish and conquer. It's okay to, you know, sometimes you got to throw out old files, you know, you got to clean up, just like a desktop or a laptop computer or even a PlayStation. You got too much memory, or even in your phones, you got too much memory. Sometimes you got to delete your files. That's okay. Delete your files. Do a junk file cleanup about yourself. You know, get some of that junk. Get some of that junk out. You feel what I'm saying? Clean the closet out. You know what I mean? Do some self-cleaning. Do some self-cleaning within the inside of yourself. You know what I'm saying? You have to do that. And sometimes it takes that. It's okay to reinvent and to come back into it again and do it again. If you don't, and then at the same time, if you don't see what fits, you feel what I'm saying, then just keep on trying to tackle that area, that problem, or reach out to somebody. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much how I look at it at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah, I hope that y'all having a nice evening, and hope that y'all will have a nice day. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Night Shift Podcast. That's right, the Night Shift Podcast. It's always love. You know what I mean? It's always there. I appreciate it, you know, for the comments, for the views, you feel what I'm saying, for everything that you guys do. So I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support that you all been given. Feel free to hit me up anytime. Feel free to reach out, especially if you got Apple. Tune into the reviews and rate the podcast, please, with a comment, and let me know how you feel, how I'm doing. I accept all types of advice. I'm open for it. I love it all at the end of the day, you know. But yeah, let's love one another, you know what I mean? It has to matter within us in order for things to start mattering outside of us. It has to matter within us in the community in order for things to start mattering around us. It got to start within ourselves. So we need to, you know, unlearn. Like my guy always say, Brandon Carey, unlearn, relearn, and evolve. And we got a lot of that. We got a lot to do within ourselves, in the community, and within ourselves. Unlearn, relearn, and evolve. So shout out to my guy, Jojo Rose. I'm most definitely got to tap in with him. Check out his FTP movement, you know, for the people. He sells t-shirts, and he keeps none of the percentages. It all goes back to the community, you know, back out there. And I think he's from the East Coast out there in Maryland. You feel what I'm saying? So tap in with him. His name is Jojo Rose, J-O-J-O Rose, R-O-Z-A-Y. That's his Facebook. Check out his IG, For the People, For the People Movement 2020. You'll see his FTP shirts. You feel what I'm saying? Also check out my boy Brandon Carey, which is C-A-R-E-Y. with his t-shirts as well, Unlearn, Relearn, and Evolve. That's his name on Facebook. And my guy Ahmad as well. They all work together. So on that note, I love y'all out there. Y'all be safe. Still keep your distance. Still use your hand sanitizer. And please, last but not least, don't forget your mask. I know it's I know, but don't forget your mask. Rather be safe than sorry. One love. Peace.